Fergus, good morning.
Good morning.
Under what circumstances did Minister Pyne reveal this information?
So he was having drinks, basically, with his faction, his moderate faction of the Liberal Party, and they were meeting just ahead of the kind of big national federal council meeting of the party. So he was in company with friends, supposedly, with other moderates in the party, that people like Attorney General George Brandis and Defence Minister Maurice Payne. So that's the context in which he made the comment. But then they snuck out. That's what happens in politics. There's people with tape recorders and people wanting to cause mischief.
Yeah, so the group of ministers who met on Friday night have dubbed themselves the Black Hand. Do you know why this could be?
No, I actually don't know the name. That's the name they've given themselves, but there's probably some nonsense, funny backstory behind it.
Okay.
But yes, it's the people say there's not factions in the Liberal Party, but there are.
There definitely are. So do you think Mr. Pyne's comments hold true? Is marriage equality more imminent than we think, considering the Prime Minister and Mr. Pyne yesterday remained strong on their plebiscite policy?
Well, so as you say, the important thing to acknowledge is that the government, including the Prime Minister, have really come down hard on it and insisted that the plebiscite remains the policy and that they're not changing it. But what Christopher Pyne is probably referring to here is that there is strategizing going on inside the party amongst moderates, and especially amongst the small band of Liberal MPs, to bring on a private member's bill, which is put forward by an individual MP rather than by the government, so that would legalise same-sex marriage. But it remains to be seen where this will go, whether they will get it up or whether it'll, you know, go off and die and there won't be any chance of same-sex marriage happening before the next election. So it's not clear at this stage.
Yeah, so do you believe that the government's stance on the plebiscite will change, or was this Mr. Pyne just kind of inciting hope to his colleagues? Like, do we have any hope that the plebiscite will kind of, you know, be dropped, or is it looking like it won't be, or there's really just no kind of clear move at the moment?
I don't think the government will change the plebiscite policy before the next election.
Mm.
I think that will remain in place. In my mind, looking at it, the likeliest outcome or the likeliest way that same-sex marriage is legalised in this term of Parliament, so before the end of next year and or early 2019, is basically a private member's bill with some Liberal MPs crossing the floor in the House of Representatives to back it. So abandoning the party's position, going rogue, and crossing the floor and voting with Labor and the Greens. Now, that would, those MPs, that there's a small band of MPs that you'd be looking at as most likely to do that. It's people like Trent Zimmerman, Tim Wilson, Trevor Evans. They're three gay Liberal MPs. There's also Warren Entsch and Melissa Price, who are some other MPs, very supportive of same-sex marriage. They could end up crossing the floor, and that's all that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If they cross the floor in that House of Representatives, they can get the numbers there,
yeah,
and then it'll go to the Senate, and it will pass the Senate, and that would happen that way.
Great. Now, in the recording, Mr. Pyne further revealed that he voted with current PM Malcolm Turnbull in every ballot he has been in, although yesterday Tony Abbott stated that this was news to him and it was clear that Mr. Pyne was now conspiring against him. Do you think this disloyalty is confined solely between Minister Pyne and former PM Tony Abbott, or is this indicative of a bigger rift within the party?
Look, I think there's a bit of misunderstanding here in some of it, somewhere along the way. I think it's been pretty well known that Pyne is a big supporter of Turnbull's and I think it was known that he supported Turnbull while he was... Abbott had him in his cabinet knowing that he had been a supporter of Turnbull in the past. That is known. But, I mean, it's all indicative, in a way, of the divisions in the Liberal Party, for sure, that you've got people like Christopher Pyne and these other moderates who are just a world away from some of the more conservative forces. And that's all playing out with in an interesting way with the Prime Minister, as we've seen. So he is aligned with the moderates, but he's made significant concessions to the Conservatives to get their support to become Prime Minister and to stay Prime Minister. So he, you know, and that's on obviously on various policy positions like gay marriage, climate change, a few other things. Yet they're still not very happy with him because this latest budget, these Gonski 2.0 education reforms, they are perceived to be too centrist and too kind of, some people have labelled them Labour light. And so the real hardcore Conservatives don't like that. They want to be standing up for real Conservative values and Conservative policy positions.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Fergus, for joining us on the line to have a bit of a chat about this subject. We really appreciate you making the time.
No worries. Thank you.